Hello, everyone, and welcome to our HRG weekly wake-up call. It's Monday. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I am super excited to bring you the second wake-up call. I had great feedback on the first one, and so remember to log in at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time every Monday for your weekly wake-up call for HRG. Remember, everyone with an HRG is welcome to attend. We would love you all to attend. If you can't attend live, we will always send out the link for you all to be with us, anytime that you can listen to it. But we highly recommend you listen to the wake-up call on Mondays if you can, even if it's later in the day on Monday, to start your week off right and to make sure you're not missing important things that we have here to offer you within the partnership of HRG. New things coming up, of course, the recognition and all the great things that come with this call. So let's get right into it today, why don't we? So I want to give you a few announcements for the week. We're still in the 30 and 30 initiative. So many of you have been working so hard when it comes to new listings and pendings in the month. We still have time left, an entire week left. July is a long month, and so lots of great things for you guys to accomplish still here. We just want to remind you that this week is contacting your sphere of influence. So you're looking for 100 sphere of influence contacts. That's not calls, you guys. That's actually 100 contacts. So I want you to be thinking about how are you going to get in contact with 100 people that you know. By the way, you should be doing this multiple times per year, and we're going to help you do that. When you do it, you absolutely are going to get more referral and repeat business than you ever could imagine by staying true to reaching out in a more personal way with your sphere of influence. Are you guys using your tracking sheets? If you aren't, you should be. You actually have a week four tracking sheet to help you track your 100 sphere of influence contacts that you guys are all going to get this week. I know that you are. So make sure that you're doing that. Later in the call, I'm going to talk a little bit about how you do that. But please make sure you pull out that email from Erin that she sent at the beginning of July for your 30 and 30 initiative, and you print out week four so that you're ready to be held accountable, right? Be accountable. Remember, we talked about being accountable. It's a mindset, right? It's an attitude. So be ready to be accountable by using the tracking sheet you're allowing yourself to. That is how you're going to reach your 100 SOI contacts. Also wanted to remind you guys, if you are not in our Facebook group, if you have not accepted the invitation to the private Facebook group, please go ahead and do that. So much great information is shared there. We want to make sure that you're not missing it. And so that's a really important one for all of you to make sure that you go into. Remember, it's a private Facebook group only for those that are with HRG. So when you go ahead into Facebook, if for some reason you are not in this group, just go ahead and type in Hergenrother Realty Group - closed group. That's the name of it. This is where we're going to be posting all of our weekly power-ups every morning when you guys have the opportunity to listen to the live power-up. You can do so, but if you have to miss it or if you're on the West Coast and it's too early or there's some reason that you can't listen in live, we want you to listen to those. They're only 10 minutes and they're a powerful way to start your day. So all of those are stored there as well as a link to this weekly wake-up call and many other great things. So please go ahead and join if you have not. You can just ask to be join, and we'll go ahead and accept you if you haven't already done that. Also wanted to remind you guys to save the date. Please put this in your calendar. The annual HRG Advance is coming up October 12th and 13th in Vermont. This is going to be two packed days of amazing training from the hub, from our vendors, from the systems and the technologies that you guys use every day with us. You're going to get to meet the hub members and the leadership in person, mingle with one another. The people that you've been masterminding with all year long, you get to actually have FaceTime with them. We're going to do have some great meals, do some team building. It's going to be an amazing event. We do not want you to miss it. Start looking at the airfare. Start looking at trips out there and make sure that you put it on your calendar. We will be sending out more information in regards to hotel and details on the event coming up soon, but we definitely want you to save the date and start getting prepared to be in Vermont with us on October 12th and 13th. You absolutely will not want to miss it. The last reminder for today is the recruiting referral contest. Remember, you guys, you still have a few weeks to be able to refer, recruit, to CEOs across the country. It does not have to be just to your CEO, but to any CEO. If you know any talented person that is in real estate or wants to be in real estate throughout the country, wherever we have a location, you can refer that person to the CEO. And if you don't know how to, just send it to me. But remember, we set up an email, referrals@hergroup.com, that you can easily send that to. And we are going to be tracking these. Someone is going to win $1,000, you guys. Is that going to be you? Right now, we have Jackie McKelvin in our Colorado team who's in the lead. She has sent 6 recruit referrals to her CEO so far. What an amazing job. And but guess what? There's plenty of time to catch up to her. So who is going to win the $1,000? Why is it not going to be you? Go ahead and put a feeler out there on social media. Send a note to your database and ask for referrals that you can send out to the CEOs within our organization. Let's continue to build a talented organization together. We're super excited to be able to pay out that $1,000 to somebody who's focusing on growth for HRG this month. I also wanted to kind of make a fun announcement. We're going to be doing this on a regular basis. We went ahead and pulled all of our reports for Hergenroth, the Realty Group, for the month of June, and we had some amazing things to note, and I wanted to share them with you. You guys, our closed units as a company are up year over year by 51%. You guys are doing an amazing job, and our closed volume was up 44% year over year. It's amazing. When we look at this June compared to last June, our units are actually up 87% and the volume is up 101%. Amazing job. Congratulations to all of you. And the big one that we're most proud of and super excited about is that you guys are making 75% more money this June compared to last year at this time. Super awesome. Continue to work hard. You guys are going to continue to reap the benefits, and we are massively proud to be in business with every single one of you. So let's get on to some congratulations. I've got a lot of things I want to congratulate people on today. First and foremost, I want to say congratulations to Mary Metcalf in our North Carolina team for signing 3 listings last week alone. Mary, what a great accomplishment considering that last year you weren't even selling real estate on a full-time basis. You've partnered with the amazing team that we have down there in North Carolina and with HRG, and you are doing amazing things. Congratulations on 3 listings in just 1 week. And congrats to Betsy Ferguson in Wisconsin for winning the agent pending contest last week. I hope you used your $100 wisely. And congrats to the top teams in our 30 and 30 contest initiative that we've got going on right now. It is very, very close, you guys. For the 30 and 30, we've got Colorado in the lead. We've got North Suburban in Minnesota and our Wisconsin team tied up for second. And we've also got a tie for third place between North Carolina and Vermont. This is going to be fun to see who pulls up in the top 3 and who takes the number 1 spot for the month of July's initiative and the contest we've got going on, the 30 and 30 for the month. I also wanted to say congratulations to all the awesome agents who have a closing again this month. This week. As I said last week in our weekly HRG wake-up call, you guys, what an amazing job you're all doing. But remember, every single one of these closing represents the opportunity that you guys are having in transforming lives and through home ownership. You are transforming every single one of your clients' lives through home ownership every single time you get to walk into a closing room. At the same time, you're transforming your own life and the lives of your family members, because this is what it's all about, you guys. Success through others, and you guys are succeeding through your clients, and you're focusing on the right activities. Therefore, you guys are getting to closings and making it happen. So I wanted to say congratulations to every single one of you that are having a closing, and there's a number of you. I may actually repeat myself because we've got a multiple here, but let's go get with it. Jim in Wisconsin, Shannon in Vermont, Heather in Massachusetts, James in Minnesota, Joey in Minnesota, Lindsay in Vermont, Jeff in Wisconsin, Christian in Minnesota. James actually has a couple this week, two this week, so congratulations on that. Looks like we've got a couple of you. Christian also has 2 this particular week. It's awesome to have multiple closings in 1 week. Joey also has 2 in 1 week. We've got Reed in Wisconsin who's got a closing, Dan in Vermont. Oh, actually, my bad. Christian, you have 3. Phenomenal job. We've got John in Minnesota, Amy in North Carolina, David in Massachusetts. We've got Amanda in Vermont, Shannon, actually, and Noah also, the ISA there, have another closing this week as well. So great job, Shannon. You've got two. Jeff in Wisconsin. David, looks like you've got a couple as well. I mentioned one before, but you've got two this week. So congratulations, Chip in North Carolina, Carrie in New Hampshire, and David in Wisconsin. We've got multiple people going to closings this week, and I wanted to say congratulations to all of you for such a job well done in transforming lives through homeownership. And I hope you have some take some time to celebrate your successes this week with all of your closings as well. So let's continue on in terms of congratulations. I just wanted to say congratulations to our hub once again because we received another email and all of our hub members received raving reviews from the Hively at the bottom of their email once again, continuing to exceed expectations and get some phenomenal testimonials. Just a testament to your dedication and commitment to not only the clients out there but to our agents that are partnered with us. So congratulations to all of our awesome hub members for yet another week of raving reviews. And I wanted to say that I'm so proud of the hub because they also recently came out with a hub value proposition. I just wanted to share those with you because this is what they are striving for every single day. Number one, customers always come first, right? Number two, that they'll never make the same mistake twice. Number three, that they're going to make the agents with an HRG more productive. They will always find the answer, that they're going to be the most compliant in the market center of all of the transaction coordinators for all of the teams, the most compliant, which I love. That means the market centers are running more efficiently because of us. The agents are, the CEOs are, everybody's getting paid on time, and it's an amazing partnership. And that the hub is going to do whatever it takes to make sure that things are going in the way they're supposed to. And the last one is that every agent will get paid at closing or, of course, as fast after closing as possible per the market center. But the point is, you guys, the hub has actually made the decision to have a value proposition, to work really, really hard to uphold all seven of these things. I just wanted to say that I am proud to be in business with all of you, and thank you so much for putting that together for all of our benefit. And now I'd like to welcome all of the new agents and CEOs to HRG. We had a phenomenally busy week in this category last week, and I'm super excited to welcome our newest CEO in Huntington Beach, California, John Garrett Barron. We're super excited to be in business with him and his team members. We're going to be announcing his team members next week as well, and hopefully they'll all be on this call or at least listening to it later, as they, of course, are a little bit behind in the West Coast time compared to many of us, but we're super excited. It's our first West Coast team. John comes with phenomenal drive experience and big vision, and he is going to be a great asset to HRG. So welcome, John Garrett. Also, new agents, B in Miami, Carmen in North Carolina, Kelly in North Suburban here in Minnesota, and Kim also in North Suburban here in Minnesota, and Bill in Hudson. Welcome to all of you. We are super excited to be partnered with you and excited to see all the successes you will have with your new team and the partnership with HRG. So anniversaries, we're going to be starting to announce the anniversaries as well. And this month, for the month of July, we've got 1 year anniversary of both Joey and James in our North Suburban Minnesota location. So can you believe it's already been a year? Congratulations on all the successes and growth you've had so far. And we are honored that you've been in business with us for that long. Can't wait to announce when it's been 10. So awesome and happy anniversary to both of you. Now I want to move to a couple of success stories. We actually received some success stories from some of the CEOs, expansion partners that we're partnered with across the country, and we are going to be bringing up different success stories that are shared with us each and every week. This week I wanted to talk to you about two particular agents in the Maple Grove and Eden Prairie, Minnesota market centers with the CEO there, Chris Briner. So we have two people who are really going above and beyond, who have not been in real estate that long or been with the team or HRG that long, but are just really doing the activities that they need to be doing, plugging into all the systems and technologies and having huge success. So I want to say congratulations, but also these are just for you guys to be motivated and inspired as well to continue to plug in and do the best that you can do for yourself and your business as well. So Jen Gunnarsson in the Maple Grove on the Maple Grove team, is a mother of four young children with a big why of really being able to be into this career, making some phenomenal money, and allowing her husband to stay home full-time with their children. She has been in the business for just over a little over 2.5 months, has already had 3 closed transactions, has, I believe, 3 or 4 pending now. It's changing every day, of course. Has 4 signed buyer representations and went on a couple of listing appointments last week with her CEO. She has completely bought into the daily activities and has such ease about converting buyers and sellers through the Boomtown system and in her open houses. She's stepping outside of the box and door knocking around her listings, and she's going above and beyond to learn as quickly as she can. She's accelerating her experience. And Chris is confident her goals are going to be conquered. She is going by Mom Gunnarsson the Realtor is what she's being called. And she's kicking butt and taking names. So congratulations to Jen in the Maple Grove Market Center and on the Maple Grove team. And on the Eden Prairie team, Josh Iberg has been on the team now for not quite a year. And he has literally just started in business when he joined HRG. And he moved out of the property management business. He also has a large young family, and he has the goal of providing enough income for his family so that his wife can stay home with their children, which he is well on his way of. He has already had 7 closings and 3 pendings and is working with multiple buyers currently. He is also doing all the right activities. He is in Boomtown on a daily basis. He has added a large sphere of influence in there, and he is creating huge, huge momentum, which is going to continue to increase those closing pending numbers. He's working with both buyers and sellers, learning a tremendous amount, and is really a huge advocate for his clients, doing an amazing job. These are just 2 great examples, you guys, of people having amazing success in the business early in their career with the right systems in place and the right platforms that are provided, obviously, by HRG. We just want to encourage you, if you aren't using these systems, if you aren't logging into Boomtown every day, if you aren't doing the lead generation activities, plugging into the initiatives, you should be. You can have the same success. You, too, can make sure that your big why and your goals are well on their way of being achieved. So congratulations to both Jen and Josh. And again, we'll continue to share these success stories because there are many of them within HRG. But I love hearing this. This is exactly why we do what we do. And congratulations to all involved. The second one that I just wanted to bring up was actually coming from our North Suburban office. As a result of Joey meeting the team and talking to his team in the North Suburban Minnesota office about their goals and being a bit behind on them, they really rallied their team together, and James sent a text message to the team that said, "We're only 6 behind. I have 3 to turn in tomorrow. Who else is going to help close this gap?" And so then Joey responded with, "I have 1 I just locked down today. That would only be 2 behind. We're so freaking close." And John, who is a newer agent on the team, sent a message saying as he was driving his kids to baseball practice, in which he coaches the team, he felt in his mind and his heart that those 2 listings or pendings were left, were belonged to him. He was responsible for closing that gap. And the reason why he thought so is because he believed that he was a piece of the team or proverbial puzzle that had not yet contributed. And at that moment, a Boomtown lead came in. It took about 3 minutes to basically reach the baseball field. And from that moment, instead of getting out and unloading all the baseball equipment and starting practice as he usually would do, he opened his tailgate and had his boys and assistant coach take over. He immediately called the Boomtown lead, and they answered. And they had a great 10-minute conversation about how this particular lead or this couple was going to not only buy a new home, but they also had a home to sell. What are the chances he actually set that appointment, you guys? So why did he call back so quickly? Yeah, that's easy. He said because the day before, the baseball team had not done so well, and at the end of the game, he spoke to the kids about mindset. He said being mentally prepared for the task and goal at hand is so important in order to win. He explained that he could tell they were not mentally ready for the game, and that was the main reason they ended up losing, right? And so when the Boomtown lead came in, he was in the mental state of knowing that he had to pick up those loose ends. He had to be the one that kind of bridged that gap for his team, and he wanted to be able to be part of the successful team in this way. So his mental state was to call that lead immediately, you know, number it down, 54321, remember, and then make that call. And not only that, because he was in the right mental state, he had a great conversation and he was able to set the appointment. Of course, he reached out then to James later that evening and thanked him for setting the pace, because it takes great leaders to lead by example. It's as simple as that. And that was the message from John in an email, which really was amazing to just hear that not only James and Joy as leaders of that team, how they could not only lead by example, but encourage the others to do their part and really want to achieve their goals. And so he is bringing it, John is bringing it not only into his coaching of his kids and the kids that he's coaching in baseball, but to his own real estate business as well. And when you come mentally ready, you guys, when you come mentally ready, you will set the appointment. When you come mentally ready to make a decision that you're going to call these leads quickly and you're going to have those conversations, you're going to use the scripts, you are going to also have success and you're going to set appointments just like John did. I love that story of teamwork, and I love that you all are succeeding at such a high level together. So congratulations to all of you. So I just wanted to share again, I'm going to share success stories. Please send them in to me. I want us all to be able to motivate and inspire one another. Please send those to me so I can continue to share your success stories as well. Now we're going to move into the education piece of this call, because this is an important piece, obviously, for every single one of us. So today you guys are going to be calling, and this week you guys are going to be calling your sphere of influence, right? I want you guys to know that calling your sphere of influence is not as scary as it sounds. It's amazing how many people are afraid to call people they know versus people they don't. Now, you guys, we're calling 1,000 people as a team that you didn't know last week. And that, of course, has its own anxieties attached to it, right? There's fear when it comes to cold calling and circle prospecting. But it's interesting because many of you probably have a bigger fear to call the people that you already know, people that know you, like you, and trust you. Why is that? Because you always feel like you might be bothering them and that they already know you're a realtor and they're not going to want you to call and bother them and feel pressured that they need to work with you or refer somebody to you. But I'm here to tell you, if you don't pick up the phone and you don't call your sphere of influence, you don't have create a deeper relationship and actually have personal conversations with them, you are not going to get their repeat business. You are not going to get as many referrals from them as you could or should, because they just don't remember, you guys. You have to stay in front of them to remind them, and you have to continue to build that relationship. Just because you worked with them once before does not automatically mean they're going to work with you again. And in fact, they may have loved the service you provided, but statistics show that if you don't keep in touch with them, they're still not going to work with you. So it has nothing to do with how you service them. It's the fact that you are not frequently keeping in touch with them. So you guys have the goal of reaching out to and talking with, actually contacting and having some kind of conversation with 100 of your sphere of influence. Now, of course, the number one way that you should pick up pick up the phone and call them, right? You need to have a script. It's going to help you feel more confident. But not only do you need to have a script, the reality is, you guys, is you need to have a reason to call them. So I'm going to give you a couple of different ideas. I'm going to give you a script that I hope that you'll use. First and foremost, let's move to the script, because hopefully many of you are going to pick up the phone and you're going to call the people that you know, the people that know you, like you, and trust you. By the way, they want you to be successful. So there's a couple of different things that you can call them about, but if you don't have something specific, there's a really easy kind of sphere of influence past client script. It goes something like this. Hi, Joe. This is Carrie with Keller Williams. How are you? I hope you and your family are doing well. Hey, do you have just a quick minute for me? Of course, thank them when they say they do. So I was wondering if I could help you with any real estate questions you might have. So are you curious potentially about the value of your home? Do you want to know anything specific about what's going on in your neighborhood or just generally what the market's doing? Are you aware of kind of what the real estate market looks like today? Have you guys thought about selling your home? Do you need to be looking at refinancing options? Are you thinking of doing any kind of remodeling or finishing of your basement? I'd love to be able to refer some, preferred vendors to you. These are the kinds of questions that you can be asking them. And then after you have that conversation, because it's likely that one of these things is going to interest them and you're going to have a conversation with them about the value of their home or about the real estate market, et cetera, then you should say, and as you know, I really want to be your resource for everything real estate related and even not real estate related. I know so many people that are phenomenal at their trade that I have a list of people that I could refer to you for almost anything that you might need that pertains to remodeling, fixing things in a home, anything like that that might be of, you know, service to you. When you tell them that, and then you say, please call me if you ever have any type of these questions or if you ever need a referral, okay? They are going to really appreciate it. And of course, they're going to say, okay, you're going to respond with terrific or thank you, right? And then at the end, you're going to remind them. So you know that my business is based on referrals from great clients, friends, people, whatever word you want to use, depending upon who they are, like you. So before I let you go, who do you know that needs to buy or sell a home right now or in the near future? Or, and of course, remember, you can say buy, sell, or invest. If you would like to as well. They may say they don't know anybody, and then you could just help them jog their memory. Do you think of anybody maybe from work or from your neighborhood, family members, church, just to help jog their memory? And then at the end of the day, whether they give you a referral or not, I appreciate your help. I appreciate your time. It was so great catching up with you. And if anyone at all should come to mind, please don't hesitate to call me. And remember, if you need anything, I'm just a phone call or a text away. This is a very, very simple coming from contribution script. This is very simple in terms of, and of course, I'm giving you lots of options here in terms of what kinds of questions to ask. You're going to make it your own. By the way, this script was sent to you by Kelsey because as part of our monthly initiative, you guys have gotten a tremendous amount of scripts to use. So just print this one out. Highlight the things that are most important to you or that you feel most comfortable asking. And, of course, remember, depending upon who you're talking with and what they say to you is going to dictate some of the questions and the things you're going to say to them. But the point, you guys, is that you're coming from contribution. You are coming from a place where you want to help and you want them to know that you are a resource for anything that they might need. Real estate or not real estate needed, you would just love for them to think of you and to pick up the phone and call you if you need anything. If you don't want to ask questions about what they might need, you could just bring something of value. So to give you a couple of examples, of course you can bring a market update on either their specific location. You can go ahead and search as you're making those calls specifically to where they live. You could tell them that they could be signed up on your Boomtown site. Now, of course, you wouldn't call it Boomtown. You would just say, would you like me to set you up on my website with just so you can kind of be searching properties in your own neighborhood or get a list of properties in your own neighborhood just to be able to keep up to date with what's going on the market there, what properties are selling for. It is a great thing to do for your sphere of influence and your past clients, you guys, because it keeps them going to your site, which is going to keep them in front of you. Also keep you in front of them so that you're seeing if they are regularly on that site looking for things, it might be an indication that they're looking to do something, so you'll want to stay in closer contact with them, right? So this is a great way to manage and monitor your sphere of influence. Just call them and ask them if they'd be interested in this free service. Most of them, you guys, if they own a home, are going to want to be included in this free service. It's a great opportunity for you to do that. You could also bring something else of value besides this. So if you have a vendor or someone that may be willing to offer all of your sphere of influence and past clients a discount, for example, on some kind of service for their home, you can offer this to them. You simply make the call. You tell them it's good news. You have something to offer them, and you just wanted to share it with them. By the way, you guys, if you're sharing a discount every couple of months, once a quarter with your sphere of influence, pretty soon they're going to want to pick up the phone every time you call because they're going to be wondering what kind of discount you're going to offer this time. I actually have clients that I coach that do this on a regular basis, and that's exactly the reaction they get from their sphere of influence, and it makes calling their sphere of influence so much fun. So they just reach out to people that have local businesses that would offer a discount to anyone that they've worked with, and as long as that person mentions that realtor's name to the vendor's going to give them a discount. What a great reason to call the people that you've done business with or that you're friends with that are in your sphere of influence. It's a way to give back, to come from contribution, to show your appreciation of the support of your business. I hope that you guys will think about that and think of some kind of value add to bring to your sphere of influence and to your past clients. I promise you, if you come from that perspective, it is going to be so much easier for you to make those calls. And pretty soon you're going to want to make those calls because you're going to get such a phenomenal reaction, and you're absolutely, without a doubt, going to get more repeat business and more referrals than you do today by putting this in place. So this week, when you're reaching out to your sphere of influence, make sure that you're coming from some place of contribution, whether it's to offer them to set them up on the website so they can see what's going on in their area and keep track of the sales and the new listings so that they know what the value of their home possibly could be, or if it's bringing them some kind of discount, whatever it is, come with a plan, and that way you're going to be more efficient, more energized, and more ready to make those calls. The other thing, you guys, is use social media. Get on social media and find out what's going on with your sphere of influence and your past clients before you pick up the phone to call them. If you can mention something you've noticed on social media that's good, that's going on, it is going to break the ice and make them get into a conversation with you right out of the get-go in a very positive way. Remember, use social media to get information on your past clients, on your sphere of influence, and then reach out in a more personal way. It goes a long, long way, and it is hugely valuable, you guys. You will see a return on doing those types of activities. And remember, contacting your sphere can be in a lot of different ways. We want you to pick up the phone and call because you're going to have great conversations. And if you don't get a hold of people, leave a message, send a text message, send an email. Make sure that you guys are contacting everybody you know this week and tracking it on your tracking sheet. The last thing I want to mention is if you are wanting to tie your business to a charity, this is a great opportunity to do it. Get a plan in place and then pick up the phone and call your sphere of influence. Call your referral partners. Call your past clients and share the news and let them know what you are doing to tie your business to the charity and how they will be able to contribute to the charity when they work with you, when they refer business to you, when they have an opportunity in any way, shape, or form to do business with you. They as well are going to be contributing to this charity. And if it's something you're passionate about and you feel comfortable sharing it, I will tell you that is also a phenomenal way to reach out to those people, and it will make you feel amazing when you're doing it. It's not going to feel like a call that you're looking for a sale. It is going to feel like a way that you can contribute at a high level, and it's going to get you business. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't done it yet, you guys, get your sphere of influence into an Excel spreadsheet and get that over to Erin and Allie so that we can get them into your Boomtown as soon as possible and so that we can get them into the campaigns that Erin and her team have put together. These are such important pieces in your business, you guys. Your sphere of influence and your past clients and building that database is going to be what continues to give you more and more business in years to come. And the more you build that, the more of a pipeline that you build every single year, year over year. But if you don't have follow-up systems, if you don't have them in a place where you can continually follow up, make phone calls, make notes, get them into your website so they can be set up on custom searches, so that you can be interacting with them that way, and that if they're not getting an email from you on a monthly basis, it's going to be very difficult for you guys to reap the benefits out of your sphere of influence and your past client database like you could. So that is my tip for today, you guys, is focus on this. Spend the entire week, even if you have to spend an hour a day extra this week to get all of your people into an Excel spreadsheet. When you're calling, tell them you're updating your database. Get their most recent updated contact information so that when you send these lists over to Erin and her team, that she can get everything accurate in there for you so they are receiving the emails she's sending out every single month on your behalf so that you do have them in your Boomtown with all the correct information so that you can reach out to them every couple months or every quarter to bring them value, to talk about your charity, to set them up on searches, and to come from a place of contribution. I highly, highly encourage you to do this. I'm excited to see the movement that you guys are going to make this week in your sphere of influence, and I hope this portion of the call helped you to re-energize and come up with an idea to make sure that you're able to check all those boxes off on your tracking sheet. The last part of this call, you guys, remember, is my favorite part because I love to motivate and inspire as much as possible, and I wanted to talk to you today because we're talking about our sphere of influence and we're talking about coming from contribution. I wanted to talk about leading and serving at the same time. We talk about this all the time. As real estate professionals, you are a leader. People are following you. They're choosing to partner with you so that you can be their consultant, so that you can be their local real estate professional of choice, so you can guide them through a process, so you can lead them to the goal of home ownership, selling a home, and making whatever transition in home ownership that they need to make. They're entrusting in you, and you are a leader. When you gain a client, they're choosing to follow you, so you definitely are a leader. It's interesting, the question comes up in a couple of books that I've read, that can you be a leader and at the same time serve people, right? It's a common misconception, you guys, that it's the role of followers to serve and of leaders to be served, right? But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about servant leadership. Some of the most successful leaders in the world are servant leaders, right? They are people that focus on serving the people that choose to follow them. And here's the difference between the two different kinds of leaders, the one that wants to be served and the one that's serving. Self-serving leaders ask, what are others doing for me? While serving leaders ask, what am I doing for others? Self-serving leaders see people as workers that they own, while serving leaders or servant leaders see people as teammates on whatever goal or loan it is that they have moving forward, right? Self-serving leaders put their own interests ahead of the team's, while servant leaders put the team's interests ahead of their own. Self-serving leaders manipulate people to their own advantage, while servant leaders motivate people for mutual advantage. So I want to be thinking right now and have you all thinking about how you interact with your clients and what your motives are, what kind of leader to them you are. Are you asking yourself what you're doing for others? Are you seeing those people that you're in partnership with truly as your partners and as your teammates in this transaction? Are you putting those people's interests ahead of your own? And are you motivating your clients for a mutual advantage? Because if you want to be the best leader possible, you, no matter how much or how little natural leadership talent you possess, you need to become a serving leader. And here's the good news. It's a choice. We all have a choice to do it. What it takes to serve others is absolutely within your control, because serving others is an attitude issue. Service is just a day in, day out, ongoing, never-ending, persevering, compassionate type of activity. First and foremost, it's a matter of attitude, and it's contagious, right? So when you start to help others and you see it benefiting everybody, including yourself, it's going to be contagious, not only to those around you, but you are going to want to do more of it, right? And I think that we have to look to see that one of the greatest gifts we've all been given is the opportunity to help others and to serve others, and we get to do that through our daily work, which is highly rewarding, and it benefits us all, right? And so it's important to always look for ways to go the extra mile, you guys, and do more than what is expected of you, especially for the people that you are working with on a daily basis and that have chosen to partner with you to help them in one of the biggest transactions of their life in this transformational time in their life, right? To have the whatever it takes and whatever people need mentality, right, in everything that you do. And to know that you're going to become a better person every single time you do it, right? It should motivate you to serve others as much as possible, because you know that you're all going to mutually benefit. And I think that serving others is a motives issue, right? The servant leader is a servant first. It begins with those natural feelings that you want to serve and you want to serve first. And I think that that conscious choice that you make will bring you to a place where you will aspire to lead more, right? The difference kind of manifests itself, I think, inside of kind of this place where you go into leadership with the motive to serve others and the people that you work with. You understand and you know that if you do that, it's going to be hard for you to go wrong. It's going to be hard for you to screw up or mess up. And when we're talking about such a large transaction in people's life, if we come from this mentality, I think we're all going to go and end up in the right place. And serving others is a values issue at the same time as it's an attitude and a motives issue. Because if you value people, you're going to want to naturally add value to them and to serve them, right? So I think that it's important to just understand, do you truly value the people that you're in business with? And if you do, and that have, and those that have chosen to partner with you to help them buy, sell, or invest in real estate, that you are going to just understand that when you value them, naturally you want to serve them in the best way that you possibly can. And so I believe that there is no division between serving and leading. The foundation of effective leadership, you guys, is actually service. And I think that people can tell what your attitude is surrounding this. It should show, and it probably already does show, in everything that you do, right? Good leaders always serve, and they see their role as that of servant, facilitator, value adder, success bringer, right? Their mindset is like, I think that you basically understand that what you're doing every single day, you're doing it for the benefit of others, and that you know that truly it's going to be a successful partnership for everyone involved. You don't need to brag about the fact that you're helping people every day, that you just go through your day-to-day work doing that because you know it's going to continue to bring you benefit, and obviously you're committed because you value the people that you're already in business with, right? And so I think that questions leaders should always ask themselves over and over about serving, just to make sure that they're in the right mindset about this, is why do I want to lead others in the first place? Why is it that I want to be in partnership and lead people through this process, for example, of homeownership? And how important is status to me? That's a really good question to ask you guys, because if that's really important, then maybe the status becomes more important than the fact that you're actually bringing value to other people, and it's just important for you to identify that and maybe get your mindset in a different place. Do you think that others work for you, or that they're working with you, or that you're working for them? That's an interesting question, especially as we're real estate professionals. And am I glad to serve others, and do I do it cheerfully? Does it bring joy to you to help somebody in a really positive way? Does it bring joy to you to serve them in some way, to help them achieve their goals, to bring them the best information possible, to go above and beyond? Does that naturally make you happy? Do you do it cheerfully? And is the client that works with me better because I'm working with them? Did their situation end up better because I went above and beyond and I represented them? Did I do everything I could to make sure this was the best possible outcome for them? And is that on a regular basis as I work with clients? And then dig down deeper and figure out, okay, exactly if that answer is yes, exactly how is it better for them? How do they benefit from my partnership? Because that's going to help bring clarity to you so that you can continue to exceed expectations and do things above and beyond in a servant leadership way. And I think that if you find it difficult or beneath you to serve others, then you might just need to think a little bit differently about your role as a realtor and think of maybe a different place that both your heart and your mindset could be in. So I think all of us really want to do that. We might not just be attaching that to the role as a real estate professional. And I think that to earn the right to lead in greater things, you first have to learn to serve in smaller ones. So for those of you that have goals of becoming a leader at a whole different level within HRG, within expansion, within maybe other facets of life, it's so important to start with servant leadership out of the get-go. So I just wanted to bring that to you guys today because I think all of us just need to make sure that we have our mindset and our heart in the right place when it comes to servant leadership as it pertains to us as real estate professionals going above and beyond on a daily basis to transform lives through homeownership. So many of you are transforming so many lives through homeownership on a weekly and monthly basis, and we are so proud of you. And I know that you're continuing to develop your leadership skills, and I know so many of you are doing a phenomenal job in this servant leadership area. And when it comes to making those calls to your sphere of influence and your past clients, when you feel a little uneasy about it, just go back to the servant leadership idea. Go back to the reason that you do what you do and all of the benefits and value you bring to your clients, and that you would also bring to them should they want to work with you again, or that you would bring to somebody else should they refer business to you. And just come from contribution, and those phone calls are going to become easier than ever. Thanks so much, you guys, for joining me today on our weekly wake-up call. If you have any questions, I'm just going to leave it open here for a minute to see if anybody has called in that may want to talk. Otherwise, we're going to close it out for today, and we will, go, of course, put this up as the recording so you can listen to it again. You can share it with the team members that had to miss out on it. Thank you guys so much for joining in every Monday at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time for your weekly wake-up call. Please bring more content. Please bring your success stories. Bring things that you'd love to hear about on this call. It's important for you guys to be engaged at a high level within HRG, and this is one way that we can bring that to you. Thank you so much for joining me. It doesn't look like I have any callers on the line, so I'm going to sign off for now. I hope you have a phenomenal week. I look forward to hearing all the successes throughout the week. Do not forget to make comments within our private Facebook page. Do not forget to send emails to hrg@hergroup.com. We love to hear from you, and I know the rest of you love to hear from each other as well, because I've heard so many stories of motivation and inspiration that have come from that, which makes me not only proud and happy to be in business with all of you, but it allows me to share it with everybody on this call every week as well. Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great day.